GEO. Your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome back inside the cozy confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Day two of the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We had a twin bill for you yesterday, trying to pull off a triple header today between McDonald and Chi High Basketball. I'm Caleb Swenson on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcasts at WOGO.com. And pleased to partner our WOGO audio with Max TV. Thank you to Val and the crew. If you'd like to watch and listen to this afternoon and evening's games, check it out on the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page and also at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Scroll down and find the live stream link. We have that helpfully for you under sports schedule at WOGO.com as well. It's the Luck Cardinals taking on your McDonald Central Lady Max in this afternoon's matchup, finale of the tournament for both teams. A quick note about the Denny Laramie tournament in case you missed our coverage yesterday. Denny Laramie, of course, a longtime coach here at McDonald. He coached football in the 60s, two stints as a basketball coach, and he started the softball program at McDonald as well. His first teaching job was at Notre Dame, the former McDonald High School. Denny was visible at almost all athletic events and served as assistant athletic director. He loved being around kids and giving his life to McDonald athletics. I can certainly testify to that in the years when I started here, privileged to meet Denny, to get to know him a little bit, and to see his heart for this school, for the athletic programs, for the kids, for the families, for the communities. Denny Laramie was inducted into the McDonald Athletic Hall of Fame in 2008, and so the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic in his honor. What a legacy of love and care here in the Chippewa Falls community. Looking forward to a great game this afternoon. We'll step out and take a two-minute break. Be back with interviews with both head coaches, starting with the head coach of the Luck Cardinals, Chad Ely. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Thank you. Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Central Lady Max Basketball, day two of the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. The Luck Cardinals and head coach Chad Ely with us as the Lady Max, after falling to Hillsboro last night, will try to end the tournament on a winning note. And coach, obviously in your conference, haven't had a ton of success so far, but got the one win against Northwood, and looking to build here in a holiday tournament when you're playing non-conference and trying to really get into the heart of the conference schedule with some momentum. What do you guys need to do well today?
We definitely need to defend and rebound. We got a pretty young team with very little varsity experience, so we're starting from the ground up, trying to build a good solid foundation and work on the fundamentals and try to nail them down. McDonald's a tough team, so we got our hands full.
Coach, I know yesterday maybe offensively not quite what you would have hoped to, but sometimes if you have a game that doesn't go your way, maybe the easiest way to flush it is to play right away the next day. Is that the case for your girls today?
Yeah, I think they're excited to play a quality team like that. It'll help us down the road. You know, we missed quite a few layups yesterday that probably would have kept us in the game. But yeah, they're excited to play against a good quality team like this. And it'll set up for the rest of the season playing some teams around home.
What do you see, coach, in McDonald that might be particularly difficult to deal with?
Well, they got some good shooters, definitely. They got team speed, and changing up the defense could confuse us a little bit with our youth. It is definitely tough to guard.
And finally, with a young team, what would you say, win or lose, hey, we'll come out of this tournament happy if we do this in the final game?
I think if we have some success against them on offense, and also continue to work hard on defense, you know, compete on both ends of the floor is our goal, and then whatever the outcome is what it is.
Well, coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck today and the rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Chad Ely of Luck. Back after this with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max. It's the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Tournament, day two, a doubleheader here of Lady Max and Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee. Proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's day number two of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, first annual here in Chippewa Falls, with head coach Don Cooper. And coach, we talked about this after the game last night. The best way to erase a tough, close loss is to be able to play right away again the second day.
Absolutely. And again, it was the type of competition we seek to challenge ourselves with. Great competition, great game. Win or lose, it's just this is the way you become better.
Now, your opponent today, Luck, maybe not be in the class that Hillsboro is, but still, you have a chance to get better. What do you see in Luck today that may help you iron sharpening iron?
Well, Luck is a very physical team. You know, this is a coach that just wants to start off the right way. They beat Northwoods. They're a physical team, so we just got to come and take care of business, and we should be okay.
What would you say at the end of this tournament, not only healthy, but where do you want your team to be at as you move into 2023?
Well, again, we strive to get better every single game. We strive to challenge ourselves, whether it's defensively, whether it's offensively. But, again, just taking little baby steps and growing together as a team. You know, Marley and Emily and Aubrey are really the three that have had the most experience. So we're just learning and growing, and that's all you can ask for as a team.
Well, Coach, it's been a fun process. Last time we'll see you here in 2022, and wishing you a happy new year and looking forward to some really competitive basketball, especially in conference as we get into the January.
Yes, Caleb, and I want to thank you for the great coverage. It's very special. Denny Laramie meant a lot to me and to this this whole school and this program. And we want to thank the opportunity, especially with Greg Misfelt, putting this all together and just having a wonderful time. And I'm thinking of fond, great memories of Denny Laramie and how wonderful he was.
I know. I keep expecting at the end of the game to see him taking down the scorer's table or something like that. A great servant here at McDonald and a great legacy that he left. So great to see him honored here at Christmas weekend.
Yes. Thank you, Caleb, and thank you for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper, game time coming up next on WOGO Sports, the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. It's your McDonald Central Lady Max and Luck next on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame on WOGO Sports. It's the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, day number two of this great tournament that is quickly becoming a classic. The McDonald Lady Max in a phenomenal game last night against Hillsboro fell a little bit short to the Tigers, 54-50, but we'll look to right the ship here against the Cardinals of Luck. Luck falling yesterday 29-11 to Medford. When you look at the stat line for McDonald last night, I know Emily Cooper was playing hurt, so to speak, as she was under the weather and still trying to kick that, but at 12 points, 2 made 3, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Marley Hughes stuffing the stats like a stocking. 8 points yesterday, 2 3-point hits, 7 assists, 3 steals, and 5 rebounds. How about the game for Aubrey Dorn? 17 points, 12 boards, and 4 assists. And Sophie Schmidgall, the sophomore, coming on so strong for McDonald, and she is in the starting lineup again, just in her second year. Didn't even play a lot in varsity last year, but the 5'10 sophomore with 8 points yesterday, and really is a great piece for Coach Don Cooper in his ninth year at the helm here at McDonald Central. Well, it's time for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. I guess, in my opinion, for the McDonald Lady Macs today, certainly on paper, this is probably a luck team that you're supposed to be able to handle, but you've got to be able to quickly toss aside the game last night, not just the loss, but also be able to flush the maybe not poor shooting, but shooting not quite up to what they believe that they can do, especially here on their home floor, and maybe a few uncharacteristic turnovers at times as well, too, against that relentless defense of the Tigers. So I think for McDonald, as always, take care of the basketball. You know they're going to take the basketball away. So minimize turnovers, create some havoc, and just find that shooting touch a little bit again, too. So many girls on this team have the green light to shoot and just shooting with confidence, and I think we're going to see a good result here today from the Lady Mags. Those are your Choice and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back with the starting lineups in 90 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Choice and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Choice and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Choice and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
It's time for Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Also on Max TV, starting lineup for the Luck Cardinals, Stella Johansson, 5'7", junior point guard. Olivia Walters, a 5'3" wing, a senior, number two. Abby Bletchinger, a 5'8", sophomore forward, number three. Callie Svoboda, a 5'7", forward, junior, number five. And Sophie Eder, a 5'3", freshman point guard, wears number 11. That's the starting five for head coach Chad Ely. Luck 1-5 on the year, 1-2 in the West Lakeland Conference. They are seventh in conference play and coming off that 29-11 loss to Medford. And I think we may have just recruited a co-host for the broadcast as we get the McDonald starting lineup introduced. Marley Hughes, 5'9", senior guard, number one. Again, she had 8 points yesterday, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals. Katie Ruff, number 15, 5'10", junior center. Also number 22, Emily Cooper, 5'7", junior point guard. Emily battled through a lot of sickness yesterday and still had 12.7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Aubrey Dorn, who had 17 and 12 yesterday, along with 4 assists, the 6-foot junior center, number 23, and rounding out the starting five for head coach Don Cooper, Izzy Hartman, 5'6", junior guard, number 31. And turn to my co-host who just got roped into this, Logan Hughes. Thanks for jumping in.
Yeah, no problem. It's I was kind of actually hoping to do this one of these days.
There you go. And again, you certainly have the perspective as a player and a coach here. And we saw that game last night, just a phenomenal basketball game with the girls in Hillsboro. And I think certainly one that made both teams better.
Yeah, absolutely. Hillsborough shot very well last night, played very good defense, and got a girl at 6'4 on the team, and she was dominant last night. She played really well.
Well, Aubrey Dorn wins the tip, and McDonald will attack left to right. Luck Cardinals in their traveling reds, tops and bottoms with the right numerals and lettering. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering and piping. Izzy Hartman at the left elbow, back to Emily Cooper high on the left. To Marley Hughes, right wing. Marley hit a three yesterday, doesn't pull the trigger that time. Feet down to the post, Aubrey Dorn up strong from the right block, a little bit too strong, and the rebound pulled down by Abby Buckinger. Offensive, well, not really an offensive rebound, a quick steal by Emily Cooper. And she'll dump it down to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn will earn a trip to the line. And even when she's not 100% healthy, Emily just gets after the basketball, Logan.
Yeah, she really does. She's a great player. No, she's only a junior. I can't wait to see what she gets to do next year.
Aubrey Dorn with a nice hometown roll on the first free throw. When you look at the stats for McDonald, averaging almost 18 steals per game as a team. Second free throw perfect for Aubrey Dorn. Yeah. Aubrey's giving about four steals per game. Marley right around that level as well as Emily.
I know. Cooper really likes to pressure the ball. I know they got multiple defenses where they're up trapping the whole time, full court trap, everything. They really like to apply pressure.
2-0 McDonald. Luck with a quick three from the right corner. That one's blocked by Izzy Hartman. Emily Cooper scoops me. Holiday Classic on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Emily Cooper with her second steal. She'll push it ahead. 30-foot pass to Marley. Nice bounce in transition. Aubrey Dorn up from the left side for two. 6-0 McDonald, and Luck wants a break. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai Hai and McDonald Athletics.
Out of the timeout, McDonald with a full two-possession lead, 6-0, 16-37 remaining in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Welcome. Glad to have you with us on the second day of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Luck with some trouble handling the ball near midcourt, and it's knocked out of bounds going to McDonald as Sophie Eater and Callie Swoboda. Maybe a little miscommunication about who's going to handle that loose ball.
More of that defensive pressure by Coach Cooper.
Emily Cooper across the timeline at the point. Emily, right corner, Izzy Hartman straddling the three-point arc. Looks to the post, instead floats it back out to Emily. Rotates left wing, Marley Hughes. Marley drops to the high post, Izzy Hartman out to Aubrey Dorn. I thought for a second Aubrey was going to pull the trigger on that three.
I was thinking that too.
Emily Cooper will not hesitate to pull the trigger on a three. Hits the back rim, offensive rebound, Marley Hughes. Hughes diving to the rack, flips it up to the cup for two. It's the second offensive rebound for Marley that she's turned into a quick bucket. 8-0 McDonald. Across the timeline, Olivia Walters. Trap near midcourt, right from the scorer's table. Walters can't handle it. Marley scoops it up again. Marley hard down the left side of the lane. Up high off the glass and in for two. Six quick points for Marley Hughes. She had eight yesterday, and she is on a roll to start this game. McDonald leading 10-0. 15.5 to go in the first half. Relentless defense by Hughes up top against Sophie Eater. She'll traverse into the right corner. Flip it back out. A bounce up top for Stella Johansson. Johansson pulls up from 14 feet. Hits the back rim. Rebound ripped down by Katie Ruff. Quick flip ahead. Emily Cooper. Cooper's going to push right down the right side of the lane. Beautiful Euro step to the cup for two. No one stopped the ball, and Emily Cooper said thank you very much. Aubrey Dorn with a steal on the inbounds pass. Finds Izzy Hartman up for two more. McDonald soaring to begin the game 14-0. 3 minutes gone by first half, and defense is what sparks this entire team, Logan.
That's really what it is. They get a lot of buckets in transition. Marley and Emily both look to push the ball up as soon as they get that steal.
Fletchinger up top will leave it. Left side for Callie Swoboda. Straddling the arc, throws right side. Hartman almost had a steal, and she did create enough chaos that Marley digs it out. Hughes lost for Roman, back to Aubrey Dorn. Doran will lead the break. Doran going in hard. No one stopped the ball, and Doran's shot blocked on the way up, but a lot of arm there, too, and the foul's going to go against Sophie Eater. It's 14-0 McDonald with 14:28 remaining in the first half. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Val Knobloch and the crew on Max TV, and Caleb Swenson and Logan Hughes with you high above Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Aubrey Doran, 3 for 3. And Logan, that's something, again, I think a lot of hype well-deserved for the season that Aubrey could have here. But that was maybe a little bit of an Achilles heel for her last year was the free throw shooting. I really hope I didn't just jinx her. But she's 3 for 3 to start the game here.
Yeah, I see a lot of improvements from last season. He did it. But yeah, I mean, even the way she handles the ball in transition, if she gets the rebound, there's nobody in front of her. She's going to dribble it until she can't anymore. You know, you don't see a lot of girls that are her height and player that are doing that.
A six-footer at the D5 level is certainly not common, and a six-footer who can handle the ball. So 3 for 4 from the foul line for Aubrey Doran. Broadcaster jinx lives on. 15-0 McDonald. 14-15 to go first quarter. Olivia Walters leaves it up top for Stella Johansson. Crossing over against Maddie Geiser, the junior who just came in. Callie Goulet and Kylie Jensen also in there along with Sophie Schmidgall for McDonald's. We get you caught up on the substitutions for the Lady Macs as they lead 15-0 with 14:04 remaining. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows on the inbound for Luck. A heave up top gathered in by Abby Bletchinger. Sophie Eater working against Marley Hughes. Picks up her dribble 30 feet from the bucket. Drops it off to Stella Johansson. Johansson against Kylie Jensen. Picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Right side for Abby Bletchinger. Drops down right in front of the defense of Marley Hughes. Stella Johansson battling for it over there. Lost out of bounds into the McDonald bench. Last touched by the Cardinals.
Good defensive possession. They didn't even get a good look at the shot there at all.
Sophie Schmidgall will inbound to Maddie Geisler. So Maddie running the points across the Bulldog logo at midcourt with a 15-0 lead for McDonald. Marley Hughes right corner drops down immediately. Sophie Schmidgall crashing to the hoop. Up and in for two. Good look by Marley. Great finish by Sophie. And she plays very confidently for a sophomore. Maddie Geisler against Johansson. We'll leave it on the right wing for Bletchinger. Back to Johansson. Working to the right block, extended. Kylie Jensen right in her grill. Kick out, deep three, right side. That one breaks off the side of the rim. Jensen with the rebound. Kylie pushes ahead to Marley Hughes. Marley finds a leaping Sophie Schmidgall from the left side this time. What a great feed and find. And Schmidgall with the finish, 19-0 McDonald. And Luck wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account, insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Back to the action here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald on the inbounds to Maddie Geiser. Left corner three. That one in and out. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Cooper up top to Maddie Geiser, the junior. Maddie right side, Sophie Schmidgall finds Kylie Jensen. Jensen at the right block. Back out to Sophie. Works to Maddie Geiser. Thought about the three instead. Emily Cooper. Deep three. Left wing. Front rim. No. Rebound batted around. And a foul coming up against McDonald. Quick correction. 5'3" freshman point guard for Luck, Sophie Eater. Number 11, averaging 3 points per game. Appreciate the correction. And Luck fans, if you're tuning in, if I'm missing anybody else, let me know and I will get it corrected. I do not want to make anyone's grandparents unhappy. 19-0 McDonald. A feed down low. Johansson goes up and in for two. That's the first points of the game for Luck. Johansson, the 5'7" junior. Gets the goose egg off the scoreboard for the Cardinals. They're trying to work their way back into this one. Up top, Maddie Geisler. Johansson knocks it away into the Luck bench. It was time to let you know that Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Emily Cooper at the point. McDonald with a 17-point lead. Maddie Geisler left wing. Finds Sophie Schmidgall. Soph to Kylie Jensen. Knocked away and a tie-up. Possession will go the way of the Luck Cardinals. Good effort there, Abby Bletchinger. It was that got tied up with Kylie. And McDonald will go full court man-to-man here. The inbound coming in front of the Cardinal bench. 2-8er. Here to the freshman in the backcourt. Working a left-handed dribble against Emily Cooper. Here, trying to avoid a second count here, and Emily Cooper hassles the freshman into a turnover. It's 19-2. McDonald with 11:59 left, and McDonald will inbound with Katie Ruff right in front of the scorer's table. Aubrey Dorn back out there for the Lady Macs. Cooper up top, floats it to Aubrey Dorn, right corner. Aubrey cross-court skip. Maddie Geisler spots up a three left corner. That one, no. Aubrey trying to save it and cannot. It'll go back to the Cardinals. Olivia Walters to inbound. Again, McDonald showing some full-court pressure. Elena Kelch is into the game, the 5'3" junior. So Johansson back to Kelch. 15 feet from the bucket. We'll kick it out left wing. Abby Bletchinger. Bletchinger working inside the left block. Blocked on the way up. Katie Ruff and Aubrey Dorn. A little smile there from Aubrey. And I think she knows she got a little bit more than the ball that time.
Yeah, she did.
That's the second whistle. Excuse me, the third foul on McDonald. Two so far against Luck. First free throw from the lefty in and out for Abby Bletchinger. And she's just a sophomore, so some youth here on this Luck team. Coach Healy talked about that beforehand, that they're a young team still kind of finding their way. A tough conference in the West Lakeland. Second free throw is too long. Rebound batted around, and Luck will chase it down with Johansson. She'll spot up a 17-foot jumper. That one comes up short. Katie Ruff clears the rebound to Marley Hughes, and McDonald will immediately push the pace. Izzy Hartman fights it down to the block. Aubrey Dorn threw a double team. Count the basket. Hoop and harm for the McDonald junior. Aubrey Dorn, maybe in a similar way to Violet Morin yesterday. Logan just has a big height advantage. She's skilled. She uses her body well. And so just matchup-wise, it's tough for Luck to find anybody that can hang with Aubrey right now.
Yeah, especially with her skill set. You know, you don't find a lot of girls like her.
Free throw is short, so 3-for-5 as Aubrey Dorn almost pokes it away near midcourt. Elena Kelch works into a baseline jumper. That one off the mark, a misfire from Daisy Rame. She's a 5'5 freshman forward. Long lead feed ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes takes some contact. What beautiful English off the window. An end one opportunity for McDonald. That's 8 for Marley, looking for 9 at the line. Does she do that in the driveway too? My goodness.
No, she never did. I never let her get that far in the driveway.
And just a really nice touch to absorb that contact and still get enough spin on the ball to get it up and in.
Oh, yeah. That's probably her strongest suit, I'd say, her skill.
Free throw off the mark for Marley, and Aubrey Dorn can't quite save it along the baseline.
You really did jinx the free throws.
I know, I really did. I should never talk about percentages until after the shot. Marley was shooting phenomenally from the line before that one. Emily Cooper takes away an errant pass. Cooper all alone down the left side of the lane, up and in for two. Emily Cooper with 4, 25-2 McDonald. 10:43 and counting to go first half. Flip ahead to Daisy Rame. Drops it down to Johansson along the right block. She's double-teamed out to Rame. Lost the handle. Olivia Walters retrieves it. Right corner, Stella Johansson against Aubrey Dorn. Works back out for Rame. Deep three right side. That one caroms off the glass. Katie Ruff with the rebound. Emily Cooper with the head up, looking across the logo. Will drop down to Aubrey Dorn. She snuck behind the defense. An easy layup for two. Somehow that six-footer managed to sneak behind everyone. 27-2 McDonald. 10:06 to play here in the first half. And the McDonald boys in a stiff contest against Shawamigan tonight. Looking forward to that one. A little bit short for Stella Johansson on the three from the right wing. Sophie Schmidgall will come in for Katie Ruff. Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools' safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Maddie Geisler and Kylie Jensen about to come back in for Coach Cooper. Marley Hughes, left of the circle, deep three. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Back out to Marley, straight on between the wheels. Marley feeds at the high post. Aubrey Dorn turns to the basket. Kick out, Emily Cooper, 4-3, right side. That one on. Logan nodding, he knew it.
I can just tell with her. Well, her and Marley have been playing AAU for just years together now, and it's just, I've gotten to know the Coopers so well, and Emily's just a great player.
It's 30-2 McDonald, a timeout taken. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
And the ice. Leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, Day 2. McDonald Lady Max with a 30-2 lead here over Luck. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you. Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central in Chippewa Falls. Dawson Halverson at the controls. The Logo Studios in Halley. Almost to the halfway point here, the first half. A three a little bit too long from the left side, but McDonald knocks it out of bounds off the miss there by Kelch. And so the Cardinals will get another opportunity here with two at the blocks, two at the elbows, and triggering in Olivia Walters. Holding high above her head. Waiting. We'll shoot it in right side, Johansson. Back out to Daisy Rain. Rain just inside the arc, cross-court skip. That one picked up by Kelch. Back to Olivia Walters. Walters hands off to Johansson, lost it off her toe. Kelch picks it up straight on. Go, give and go. Nice turning move in the lane, but Sophie Schmidgall erases the shot, grabbing it back as Kelch deep underneath the hoop. She'll kick it out. 10-foot jumper too strong off the glass for Callie Svoboda. Now Maddie Geiser will look to push. Maddie, long cross-court skip. Kylie Jensen. Jensen inside the arc up top. Marley Hughes straight on for three. That one comes up short. Long rebound out to Stella Johansson. Johansson across the Bulldog at midcourt. 28-point deficit for the Luck Cardinals right now. They fell yesterday to Medford 29-11. Loose ball. Kicked around. Picked up. Maddie Geisler. Geisler right side, Kylie Jensen, works short corner, Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie cross-court skip, Maddie Geisler, high on the left wing. Kick out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen, wide open look for three. Good rotation, but back rim, a little bit too much on that one. 30-2 it remains. Just over 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Looks like Callie Goulet about to check back in for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn, the long arm of the law, almost knocks one away up top. Johansson. Just inside the block, took an extra step. Good defense there by Marley Hughes. And Callie Goulet will come in for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn will get a breather. And to the bench, Olivia Walters. And back in, Sophie Ader, the 5'3" freshman for Coach Chad Ely and Luck. Beautiful feed down low, and Sophie Schmidgall couldn't quite finish it off the fat assist from Marley Hughes, but an offensive rebound for McDonald. Whistle down low. Lady Max will inbound. The tower right at the foul line, and the outlet, Maddie Geisler. They'll go to Maddie on the right wing. Back to Emily Cooper in the right corner. Ball fake for Emily. Long cross-court skip just inside the arc. Kylie Jensen. 7.5 to go. Back to Emily Cooper. Cooper up top. Maddie Geisler wide open. Look for a three. That one just off the mark. Sophie Schmidt, offensive rebound. Kick back out to Maddie Geisler. Under 7.5 to go. 30-2 McDonald. Emily Cooper. Shoot to Sophie Schmidgall, and we have a whistle. I missed that, I guess, an offensive foul. I think they got Callie Goulet down low.
Yeah, I missed what happened there too, Caleb.
Either way, that's the fourth team foul against McDonald, so team fouls even at four apiece. And that's the second on Callie Goulet. Maxwell immediately come out, some full court pressure. Inbounds to Johansson from Ader. Hansen being ridden across the timeline. Looks like a little extra push there from Maddie Geisler on some tight defense. And that'll be the fifth whistle against McDonald. So only one more left to give in the final 7:15. Stella Johansson, the inbounds to Ader, the freshman. Ader up top against Kylie Jensen, working off his screen at the right elbow. Throws it away to Sophie Schmidgall. Uses her long reach to poke it away. Knocked away from Sophie out of bounds. It'll stay with McDonald. And they will inbound underneath the hoop. And Emily Cooper will stand right inside the A and the C. And that Max insignia along the baseline. Floated out to Kylie Jensen. McDonald right back to Emily Cooper. Cooper's three in and out from right in front of the bench of Luck. Defensive rebound pulled in by Elena Kelch. Donald stuck on 30 for a bit here. They still have a 28-point lead. Svoboda against Emily Cooper up top. Picks up the dribble. A bounce right side. Stella Johansson against Maddie Geisler. Johansson looking. Puts it on the ground with the right hand. Trying to create a little space. Goes up top, Svoboda. She'll leave it for Ader. Matched up against Kylie Jensen. Up top, Elena Kelch. Kelch throws it away. Emily Cooper steps in front of a pass. Cooper down the middle of the lane and stopping the break from behind. Callie Svoboda. Probably a wise play there. 6:18. Left to play in the first half. Maddie Geisler, Emily Cooper, and Kylie Jensen exit. Marley Hughes back out there. Izzy Hartman, Katie Ruff. Inbounds thrown away. Good steal by Stella Johansson. Emily Cooper, kind of a rare turnover for Emily. Off the inbounds. Svoboda up top against Marley Hughes. She'll leave it left side for Elena Kelch. Kelch up top trying to work against Izzy Hartman. The freshman Ader. The right elbow. Back out left side, Daisy Rames. She'll try a three. That one caroms off the glass. Rebound, Katie Ruff. She'll spin it up quickly. Emily Cooper. Cooper finds Hartman. Hartman cutting in hard. And a hard foul by Daisy Rames. Stops the layups. No easy buckets here. McDonald will have to earn it at the line. Again, we've seen the offensive output maybe slowed a bit here, Logan, but also McDonald substituting pretty freely at this point as well.
Yeah, just looking to get everybody some real good quality minutes here.
And Hartman spins in and out on the free throw. Aubrey Dorn about to come back in. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. ghr-ec.com. And a lane violation on the second free throw for Izzy Hartman. That one popped in and out as well, so it remains a 28-point advantage for McDonald. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you on WOGO Sports. On the radio, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, live streaming. Watch and listen to the game via Max TV. Aubrey Dorn looked like a volleyball block there. She swats that pass out of bounds, and they'll say last touch by Olivia Walters.
Yeah, she's really impressive up on top of this 1-3-1 that they run with her. I mean, even from last year, she's got just so many steals and tips. She's just disruptive up there.
Uses that wingspan to full effect. So Emily Cooper running the points. On the left to Marley Hughes. The assist leaders, Cooper and Hughes for McDonald. Izzy Hartman back to Emily Cooper, left wing. Long cross-court skip to Marley Hughes. Drop pass. Sophie Schmidgall back out to Marley. Rotates left side. Emily Cooper not shy about a deep three. Why not? Hit another one. Emily Cooper now with 10. 33-2 McDonald. Just over five to play here in the first half. McDonald and Luck. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Aubrey Dorn again knocks a pass out of bounds.
Last touch by Luck again.
Last touch by Luck again, as I mentioned. So the skill to not only deflect the pass, but to deflect it off of the Cardinals player twice in a row. On the floor for McDonald, Maddie Geisler, Sophie Schmingall, Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, and Kylie Jensen. Dorn turns at the right elbow. One bounce, then flip it out. Maddie Geisler, short corner feed. Kylie Jensen to Aubrey. Aubrey attacks between two players. Flip out Sophie Schmidgall. They'll rotate out. Maddie Geisler, wide open three, left side. Rims in. There you go for Maddie. And once she gets the first one to fall, look out. 36-2.
Great ball movement there. I don't think the ball touched the floor more than one time that whole possession.
And you know Coach Cooper loves that. Stella Johansson, left wing. Drops it down into the short corner. Callie Skobita back out to Johansson. To Olivia Walters. Walters, leave it right sides. Back to Johansson, has been their primary ball handler. She'll lose the touch for a moment. Floated out up top. Rushing to retrieve it, Daisy Rain. Back to Johansson. Fires it at the left elbow. Gets it back on the give and go. Johansson going up strong over the top. Can't get it to fall, and Marley Hughes clears the rebound. Right side, Aubrey Dorn fires a pass inside. Sophie Schmidgall had it knocked away. Quick arms there by Olivia Walters. I think Walters may have taken something right in the nose. She's checking the nose to make sure she's okay. Hopefully that's fine. Quick three by Ader, left corner. Sophie Ader, the second field goal for the Luck Cardinals, 36-5. McDonald with 3.5 to go. Kylie Jensen, left corner. Long cross-court skip, Maddie Geisler. Geisler for her second three in a row. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Daisy Rame of Luck. Across the timeline, Ader. Picked up by Aubrey Dorn. To Johansson. Johansson fires a pass to Olivia Walters. A whistle down low.
Foul on Sophie there.
That'll be the team's sixth. So whistles even at six apiece. It is a shooting foul, and we'll send Olivia Walters to the line, shooting two, looking for her first points here this afternoon. First free throw rims out. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Good touch on the second one for the senior Olivia Walters. It's 36-6 McDonald. Splitting a pair of free throws. Walters that time. Maddie Geisler on the right.
Luck's lining up in a 2-3 defense here.
So McDonald chooses to attack it with Maddie Geisler on the right wing. Marley Hughes. Hughes dumps it down to Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie right over the top of Daisy Rain for two, and that's six for Sophie. And six different McDonald players have scored now as they lead by 32. Callie Goulet tips a pass. Back to Luck, though. Rame, right corner. Another pass tipped, retrieved near midcourt by Elena Kelch. 2.5 to play. First half, long three. That one rims in and out for Olivia Walters. Shot looked online. Marley Hughes push ahead. Callie Goulet. Goulet hard to the rack. She's fouled hard and will earn him from the line.
Travel.
Oh, that's why the officials are making the calls. I was looking up top. They saw the feet, so.
Yeah, I think two different refs had two different calls there.
So at the point, Sophie Ader, a 5'3" freshman. Pass thrown away up top. Olivia Walters with a turnover. Maddie Geisler now splitting two Luck Cardinals defenders. She'll drop it down low. Sophie Schmidgall takes it out of a pack. Schmidgall goes up hard for two. That's some good work by Sophie in the post. Also, Kendall Heffler out there now, the 5'8" sophomore guard, number 21. With Maddie Geisler, Kylie Jensen, Callie Goulet, and Sophie Schmidgall. Three from right in front of the McDonald bench. That one too strong. And McDonald will let it fall out of bounds. Izzy Hartman coming in along with Katie Ruff. Schmidgall out, Callie Goulet out. And I think one of the advantages here in a game that you're leading by 34, Logan, is not only getting some of your reserves in, but getting kind of that mix between some of your reserves, some of your starters, some of your key reserves, and maybe some of your players who are more toward the end of the bench too, getting everybody playing and in some different rotations is great for your team.
It really is. It can add a lot of benefits because when it comes down further in the line towards playoffs, you never know about injuries and you never know when you're going to need somebody to step up.
Kylie Jensen knocks down a three from the left wing. 43-6. McDonald trying to answer for three. That one no good by Daisy Rame. Minute 10 remaining. Jensen left side, Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Kendall Heffler. Heffler cross-court skip, Kylie Jensen. Jensen to Maddie Geisler. Geisler back to Kylie. Either side of the arc. Izzy Hartman right corner. Long cross-court skip, Maddie Geisler. This time she'll take the three. That one a little bit too long. Rebound batted around. Last touched by McDonald going the way of the Cardinals with 48.2 left. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass at Chippewa Falls, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years, bringing you Chi-High and McDonald Athletics, White City Glass. High shot off the window by Elena Kelch, no good, and McDonald will push with Maddie Geisler. Geisler at the foul line, hits the brakes, back out to Kylie Jensen with 30 seconds on the clock. Here in the first half, 43-6. McDonald with the lead. Kendall Heffler back to Maddie Geisler. Rotates to Kylie Jensen. Trying to get a post look there to Katie Ruff. Back to Kylie. Works left side. Maddie Geisler with 16 to play. Izzy Hartman floats it back out to Maddie with 12. On the right side, Kylie Jensen. Jensen drops it. Izzy Hartman. Hartman driving baseline. Spins it back out. With 4 seconds to play, Kylie Jensen straight on back to Maddie Geisler. Geisler has her shot blocked from the left side. Some good defense there by the Luck Cardinals to end the half. But after 18 minutes complete, it's all McDonald here in the first half of this game. With Denny Laramie Holiday Classic day number two. Halftime score, McDonald 43 and Luck 6. We'll be back with stats, highlights, analysis, and more in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
We welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you. Steve and Deb race their gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Day two of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, first annual. McDonald all over luck here at the break, 43-6. And we'll get to the scoring stats in a moment here, Logan, but overall... Again, maybe what we expected a little bit with McDonald, a very strong team, and Luck a very young team so far, but you got to actually make the plays, and it starts on defense, and that sparked everything for McDonald. They scored 50 yesterday against Hillsboro, against a very tough defensive team. They have 43 at the half.
Yeah, I mean, that pressure it really leads to everything in transition. You know, you got, 20 points off of transition buckets early in the half. Luck just looked flustered, and they couldn't handle the pressure right away, so that really came that lead, and then they just kind of fed off of that for the rest of the first half.
When we look at the scoring stats for Luck, three players have scored. Sophie Ader with the three to lead the way. Stella Johansson with two and Olivia Walters with one. On the other side for McDonald, seven different players have scored. One in double digits so far. Three flirting with that is Emily Cooper has 10. Nine for Aubrey Dorn. Eight for Marley Hughes. Eight for Sophie Schmidgall. Three for Maddie Geisler. Three for Kylie Jensen. And two for Izzy Hartman. And they've been doing that in more limited minutes than they would normally see in the first 18.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to get all these girls' rotations in. I mean, this is a great confidence-boosting game for a lot of the younger, more unexperienced girls.
And certainly with McDonald, they've had their ups and downs, been dealing with injuries. Of course, Aubrey Dorn missed several games. Emily Cooper was out for a bit, and even yesterday and today, I mean, she's not playing like it, but Emily has been under the weather as well. And so it seems like this team has gone through maybe more adversity than they would have liked to. Nobody likes to go through that.
No.
And again, they played a really tough state-ranked Division I team in Hudson, but played that without Aubrey Dorn. And so, of course, that was tough, but got a lot of respect from that Raiders team for the way that they competed with them, and then maybe one that they would like to have back against Wausau Newman, that one-point loss, and of course that third loss of the season as they're at 6-3 last night against Hillsboro. They also probably would say, hey, we can shoot a little bit better than that. There's a few plays we left out on the floor, but overall, this team, even through kind of some of those fires of adversity, I think is getting ready for that stretch run in the conference. That's the first goal, and then, of course, tournament after that.
Yeah, of course. I know this is going to kind of sound weird, but beginning of the season really doesn't matter that much. It's just about how you get better until that playoff stretch, and then you got to keep getting better as you go. Otherwise, it's just you can't make it down to state if you never improve that extra a little bit.
Yeah, and again, as someone who's been part of that journey before too, when you guys went to state too, it wasn't a perfect season by any means, but like so many people say, you get hot at the right time, and that's what counts when it comes to late February and March.
Yeah, really just getting those everybody just ready for that time, the experience, the situations. You know, we went through a lot of close games my senior year. I mean, those going up against bigger schools, all those games help us going into the playoffs, make us more prepared for getting ourselves into.
Well, it's 43-6 at the half for McDonald. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. It sounded like this on Wogo Sports and Max TV. With the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Emily Cooper with her second steal. She'll push it ahead, 30-foot pass to Marley. Nice bounce in transition. Aubrey Dorn up from the left side for two. 6-0 McDonald, and Luck wants a break to a quick bucket. 8-0 McDonald. Across the timeline, Olivia Walters. Trap near midcourt, right from the scorer's table. Walters can't handle it. Marley scoops it up again. Marley hard down the left side of the lane, up high off the glass and in for two. A corner. Flip it back out. A bounce up top for Stella Johansson. Johansson pulls up from 14 feet, hits the back rim. Rebound ripped down by Katie Ruff. Quick flip ahead. Emily Cooper. Cooper's going to push right down the right side of the lane. Beautiful Euro step to the cup for two. No one stopped the ball, and Emily Cooper said thank you very much. Aubrey Dorn with a steal on the inbounds pass. Finds Izzy Hartman up for two more. McDonald soaring to begin the game 14-0. Working to the right block extended. Kylie Jensen right in her grill. Kick out. Deep three right side. That one breaks off the side of the rim. Jensen with the rebound. Kylie pushes ahead to Marley Hughes. Marley finds a leaping Sophie Schmidgall from the left side this time. What a great feed and find. And Schmidgall with the finish, 19-0 McDonald. She'll spot up a 17-foot jumper. That one comes up short. Katie Ruff clears the rebound to Marley Hughes. And McDonald will immediately push the pace. Izzy Hartman fights it down to the block. Aubrey Dorn threw a double team. Count the basket. Hoop and harm for the McDonald junior. And jumper that one off the mark, a misfire from Daisy Rehm. She's a 5'5" freshman forward. Long lead feed ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes takes some contact. What beautiful English off the window. An end one opportunity for McDonald. Assist leaders Cooper and Hughes for McDonald. Izzy Hartman back to Emily Cooper left wing. Long cross court skip to Marley Hughes. Drop pass. Sophie Schmidgall back out to Marley. Rotates left side. Emily Cooper not shy about a deep three. Why not? Hit another one. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. That concludes the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you above the court here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO home base in Halley. And again, 43-6, obviously a very impressive first half. What would you say, Logan, is most important for McDonald in the game that, yeah, seems to be pretty firmly in hand, but you want to make sure that you take the floor the same way in the second half as you did at the beginning?
Yeah, I think they got to make sure they come out here, come out strong right away. Again, you can't let them get us, you know, basketball's a game of streaks, and you can't let them come out on one, get the momentum shift. And so we just got to come out, do what we've been doing the first half, and I think we'll be just fine.
McDonald will start out on defense here in the second half.
Talking about that defense.
And kind of starting the same way.
Right into that trapping defense that they run. I don't even know what to consider it. It's just what it is. It's something different.
So 43-6 McDonald, their first offensive possession of the second half. Aubrey Dorn, Izzy Hartman, along with Katie Ruff, Marley Hughes, and Emily Cooper on the floor for McDonald. Original starting five as Marley barrels down the right side of the lane. Cannot get the layup to fall. Hung it a little bit short. The Luck Cardinals moving the other way. Force feed the post up top. Callie Svoboda knocked away, but Luck retrieves. The Cardinals dropping it down low. Nice feed inside, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Izzy Hartman. He's taking a hard spill on the deck on that drive. Looked to be Abby Bletchinger. And the 5'8 sophomore will go to the line. I believe this is her second trip to the line, 0 for 2 in the first half. The lefty first free throw is good. So four different players have scored now for the Luck Cardinals. Bunchinger the second. That one off the rim and no. Rebound Aubrey Dorn. Again, Aubrey had 17 and 12 yesterday. Izzy Hartman sneaking behind the defense, and Emily Cooper always with the head up. Finds Hartman. Izzy has four. The McDonald lead is 45-7. Three from the left side. That one off the glass a little bit too strong. Off the mark for Olivia Walters, but Luck with the offensive rebound. On top, Stella Johansson against Aubrey Dorn. Puts on the floor with the left hand. Johansson drops to the left block extended. Back on a beautiful give and go to Johansson. Credit Sophie Ader with the assist. That was a good looking offensive set there for Luck. 45-9 McDonald. Pull up. 16-foot jumper. No. Spun out for Emily Cooper. Aubrey Dorn knocked it off of Luck out of bounds. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Marley Hughes to Traeger and fires it into Aubrey Dorn. Another assist for Marley, and Dorn into double digits.
It's a great seal by Aubrey on the side block there.
47-9 McDonald. And approaching running clock territory. Stella Johansson up top against Emily Cooper, swiping at the ball. She'll float over the top of Aubrey Dorn. Back to Olivia Walters. Walters gives it back to Johansson. Johansson lost it for a moment. Poking at it is Emily Cooper. Can't quite rip it away. Aubrey Dorn is going to reach through Olivia Walters. And Olivia Walters battling Gamely there, too. And that's going to be a foul on Aubrey Dorn. It's good aggressive defense. And I think because Aubrey played pretty clean in the first half, it's just her second foul. Coach Cooper isn't going to find a lot of fault with that.
No, Cooper's never really mad about those kind of fouls. As long as you're going hard and you're not in foul trouble, that's all he really cares about.
Sophie Ader, the freshman, pulls up her dribble. Up top, Aubrey Dorn trying to take it away from Johansson. Johansson, the right block, Bletchinger. Long cross-court skip. Marley Hughes read it the whole way. Marley drops it to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn up with the left hand, no, but a foul. Man, that was like a safety in Marley Hughes as she read that pass and picked it off and went the other way.
Yeah, she knew that one was happening before it even began.
I'd say it's like a pick six, but again, being the consummate point guard, Marley was looking for the pass instead of the score as Aubrey Dorn picks herself up and good rotation on the free throw and gets a nice roll. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Aubrey Dorn, 2 for 2 that trip from the foul line. She now has 5 made free throws on the afternoon, and it's 49-9 McDonald. Inbounds pass knocked away from Johansson. She tries to save it in the corner, and she will. Back to Olivia Walters. Johansson gets it back safely across the timeline. Stella Johansson, the junior, at the high post, turning with a jumper a little bit on the back rim for Daisy Rame. Rebound to McDonald. Katie Ruff to Emily Cooper. Emily to Marley. Marley pulls up at 14. Back to Emily Cooper. 17-foot jumper net. Emily Cooper with 12. 51-9 McDonald. And I do believe that officially puts us in running clock here. High pass gets away from Bletchinger, but she retrieves. Bletchinger immediately looks down to the post. A little bit too strong in the pass. Saved, though, by Luck. Kick out Johansson for 3. That one well short. Someone may have gotten a piece of it. And Marley Hughes steams out of there with the rebound. Long 30-foot pass ahead. Izzy Hartman for 2. Marley Hughes, what a beautiful assist. 6 for Izzy Hartman. Timeout taken by Luck. 53-9 with 14:47 remaining. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Out of the timeout, a runner in the lane. No good for Luck. Aubrey Dorn with the rebound to Kylie Jensen. Jensen to Schmidgall, a little bit of a bobble for Sophie. She lost along the baseline, but last touch by Luck. As Daisy Rain was trying to corral it, we're talking in the timeout there about that pass from Marley. Probably 45 to 50 feet as she threw from the backcourt. And just the anticipation on that pass and the execution of it. It's one thing to see where someone's going, but to be able to make that pass inbounds to Sophie Schmidgall. And she hits a nice 10-footer from the right corner. Now Sophie's into double digits with 10 points. But again, just you mentioned she and Emily both, that court vision, and then you can see why they each average nearly 5 assists per game.
Yeah, they love seeing that stuff in transition. You got to give props to like girls like Izzy and Sophie for getting out there every single play.
You got a transition, they're going to find you. Hard drive to the rack. No, and Aubrey Dorn pulls down the rebound. 55-9, McDonald. 4 minutes gone by in the second half. Kylie Jensen and a little bit of a scrum and a quick timeout taken by Coach Cooper. I think he maybe thought his team needed to be bailed out there. The girls are probably like, no, we had it. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Bobby. Oh, Jet Bobby. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. The first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald leading 55-9 with 13:44 remaining in the second half. Maddie Geisler straight on for three. That one pops in and out. Izzy Hartman rips out the rebound. Good work there by Z. Back up top to Maddie. Geisler Jr. up top to to Kylie Jensen. Jensen working along the left side of the lane, back outside the arc. Now the right-handed dribble for Maddie Geisler. Sophie Schmidgall out there as well as Callie Goulet. Now subbing out of the timeout. Geisler throws the pass away. Stella Johansson steps in front. So looking for double digits here as Callie Goulet reaches in, and Callie saying, what did I do? I think the official's on top of that one. And Callie is a great aggressive defensive player. Mm-hmm. You just love having her on the floor. That's her third foul. It is the team's third in the second half. Just whatever minutes that you get out of Callie, you just know that she's going to be right in someone's grill.
That's what they want her to do. She's a great defender, and she goes out there, and she does what she does every game.
Olivia Walters up top, Kelch against Izzy Hartman. Hartman picks up Kelch to the right block, kick out. Off the glass, too strong on an elbow jumper from Daisy Rame. But a putback for Luck. And I missed who that was. That was Abby Bletchinger with her first field goal. And now McDonald with a basket.
Sophie put that one up in.
Sophie with 12. 57-11, McDonald. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. Callie Goulet hassling defense on Johansson. Olivia Walters. Up top to Bletchinger, just got that bucket. Left side, Johansson against Kylie Jensen. Johansson just inside the elbow, pulls it up in the paint. Kick back out to Daisy Rame. Rame at the right block, extended, working the pivot foot. Up top, Bletchinger. Leaves it on the left side for Kelch. Played it down the post. Good, tough move inside by Stella Johansson. She has six as she went up and under. A little teardrop finish, 57-13, McDonald. 11:40 and counting in the game. Kylie Jensen up top. She's already hit a three. Won't pull the trigger this time on a good closeout by Olivia Walters. Up top, Izzy Hartman, and Hartman took a little extra hop step. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Find them near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page, Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. Walters up top, picks up her dribble. Looking for Bletchinger. Not there. Instead, she'll fight it over to Kelch. Kelch against Marley Hughes straight on. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Back to Daisy Rame up top against Sophie Schmidgall. And picks up her dribble after a couple bounces. Throws it at the high post. Hands reaching in for that basketball. Trying to knock it away from Stella Johansson. And a tie-up will be called. And possession will go back to McDonald. As Katie Ruff coming in. Emily Cooper as well. Maddie Geisler out. And Kylie Jensen also exits with 11:05 to go. And first half of our twin bill here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We'll have the McDonald boys against Schwamigan tonight, perhaps on the air, perhaps on Max TV, as A 16-foot baseline jumper a little bit too strong for Marley Hughes. For sure it'll be on Max TV, and we'll see, depending on the time of the game, if we can squeeze some coverage in there. We're also going to have on WOGO Sports tonight, Chi-High Lady Cardinals basketball against Onalaska across the street. Kelch on the left side, just inside the arc. Up top, Johansson against Callie Goulet. Johansson finds a cutting. Kelch's shot just erased. Sophie Schmidgall said, no ma'am. Push ahead to Callie Goulet from Emily Cooper. Callie tries to slide a bounce pass on a wraparound to Sophie Schmidgall. It's knocked out of bounds with 10:23. Emily Cooper will inbound. Emily holding and goes to Callie Goulet right in front of her own bench. Callie on that right side. Emily Cooper. Cooper, little head fake at the foul line, crosses over, leaves it for Sophie. Schmidgall down the lane. Little runner flips it up, and Sophie has 14. That from about 8 feet, and a nice touch, and she got a little body blow in there too and was able to still finish the shot. What a game for Sophie. 59-13, McDonald. Kelch leaves it at the high post for Bletchinger. Lost it on the floor. Marley Hughes getting tied up with Bletchinger down there. They'll both get up and shake that one off. Aubrey Dorn comes in for Callie Goulet. Getting a hand from her coach. Her defensive effort. Olivia Walters inbounds. Throws left side. That's Johansson. Good ball fake. Pulls up at the left block. Back out to Kelch against Aubrey Dorn, and she throws it away. Push ahead to Aubrey. Aubrey chases it down. Can't get the layup to fall. She was a little bit too far underneath the hoop. Kelch will push ahead to Olivia Walters, safely across the timeline with 9:40 to play. On the left side, that's Kelch against Aubrey Dorn. Throws it high over the top of her. Walters will work to Johansson. Johansson back to Walters. 16-foot jumper. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Katie Ruff. Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper, long lead feet ahead and cannot quite track it down near the baseline. Sophie Schmidgall with 9:20 left. 59-13, McDonald. I thought this would be running clock, but I might be missing something.
I think it should be.
I believe a 40-point lead in the second half should apply to a running clock, but Aubrey Horn. We'll just have a little extra time here. She knocks away another pass near midcourt. Aubrey hesitation drives hard to the rack and scores.
Great drive.
Right along the left baseline. Aubrey going with 15 and another steal, and Aubrey another layup. Goodness gracious. Aubrey Dorn makes it 63-13, McDonald. 50-point lead. As the Lady Max continue to assert their dominance defensively. Now it looks like the clock is continuing to run. Left side, three from that left corner. A little bit too strong there for Olivia Walters. Emily Cooper with the weak side rebound as Kendall Heffler about to come in. Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Right wing, up top, Aubrey Dorn. Now we're just waiting for Aubrey to take a three. That would kind of complete the game for her as Emily Cooper will take a three. Front rim from the left wing. Fought back out to Emily Cooper. From Sophie Schmidgall. Schmidgall at the foul line. She'll pull up. 16-footer. Back rim. No. Rebound to Luck and Olivia Walters. Under 8 minutes to go now on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Thank you to Val and the crew. And you get the opportunity to watch and listen via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools website or Facebook page. At the elbow. Off the mark. Daisy Rain with the jumper. Marley Hughes will slow it down temporarily on the right wing. Off a screen from Katie Ruff up top. Marley pulls up for three straight on. Pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Katie Ruff, yes, counted in the foul. Katie Ruff, the junior, with her first basket. And she'll go to the line looking for three the old-fashioned way. Kendall Heffler, Maddie Geisler, and Izzy Hartman in. Sophie Schmidgall, Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn out with 7:14 left. And we have a timeout on the floor. We will step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Coming out of the timeout, Katie Ruff will be shooting the end one. Eight different players have scored now for McDonald. Going back to the boys game last night, something very rare, 13 different McDonald players scored last night. Not something I've seen very often at all.
No, that's got to be the most players on one team I've ever seen score. If only Grant could have got one bucket, we could have said all 14 of our players got a bucket last night. That would have been awesome. But 13 is still very, very good.
78-28, that win over Bayfield. Katie Ruff was perfect on the free throw. And now a turnover by Luck. We'll send it back to McDonald. 66-13 as the clock continues to wind. You're on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Maddie Geisler at the point. McDonald Jr. up top to Marley Hughes. Marley holds. Bounce up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman between the wheels, puts on the ground with the left hand. Izzy up top, Maddie Geisler. Geisler hit that three in the first half. You never know. 69-13, the Lady Mags. Kendall Heffler almost got a hand on a pass up top. New entrant, Amelia Kelch, 5'4" freshman guard into the game for Coach Chad Ely and Luck. Again, it's a young Luck team as they're kind of getting their sea legs under them and playing a tough conference over there in the Lakeland as well. High shot off the glass, no for Daisy Rame. Maddie Geisler driving in hard, took some contact, not able to finish, and ripping the ball away from Katie Ruff down low with Sophie Ader. Tie up and possession will stay with McDonald's. Callie Goulet comes in. Kylie Jensen, Marley Hughes out, and Katie Ruff out. 5:19 with the clock continuing to wind as Maddie Geisler will inbound. Maddie holds and waits. We'll go to her outlet. Izzy Hartman just inside the arc, left wing. Izzy kick out. Callie Goulet just inside the arc on the right side. Kendall Heffler, the sophomore, to Maddie up top. Geisler between the wheels, under 5 minutes to play. Izzy Hartman, beautiful no-look bounce to Callie Goulet, and an easy finish from low on the right. That was a full-speed no-look dime.
It's a great drop down.
Wow. Callie Goulet, a new entrant into the scoring book for McDonald, 71-13. So the Lady Mags going to do their best to get every player on their roster a bucket here. It's like Kendall Heffler, steal.
Looks like Chloe Flanagan's going to be checking in here next dead ball.
On the right side, Izzy Hartman up top, Kendall Heffler. Here's for Maddie Geisler. Geisler with 4:20 to play up top, Kylie Jensen. Jensen up top, Izzy Hartman. Hartman spins into lane. Beautiful Euro step. Oh, go down. That shot just wouldn't quite fall. Izzy is just playing games out there right now.
That was a great move.
Just everything but the finish, but wow. I saw that a little bit. I remember watching a live stream, I think, against Stanley Boyd, where Izzy was putting on that show when Emily unfortunately had to leave the game with injury. She's quite a point guard. A long three comes up short for Amelia Kelch. Sophie Schmidgall comes in. And as you mentioned, Chloe Flanagan into the game for the first time for the Lady Mags. And Chloe will run the point. 71-13 McDonald, under 3.5 to play. Caleb Swenson, Logan Hughes with you on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, streaming and a podcast of this one available later tonight, as well as live video and audio on Max TV. Kylie Jensen driving in hard, took a little body contact. Did they just call an end one on that?
Yeah, that might have been some NBA continuation right there.
I missed the call because I thought there was no way they would count that basket.
Yeah, that one should have been on the ground.
But Kylie Jensen will get a chance for an end one. As she went in hard, she finished it, and they gave her the call. Kylie a little bit too strong on the free throw, 73-13. McDonald leading by 60. Another new player on the floor for Luck. He'll be caught up in a moment. That's Jaslyn Iverson, 5'9", sophomore forward. Three on the left side, coming up a little bit short. Kylie Jensen will let it float out of bounds. A couple other Lady Macs in. Lauren Misfelt in. And also is Tess Rozowski also into the game. So everybody getting a chance to see the floor here. Rozowski up top. To Misfelt, kick out Chloe Flanagan, 4-3, all back rim from the right corner. Her entire bench just got on their feet. They wanted that one bad for Chloe. Good-looking shot.
It's great to see that she's got the confidence to go out there and take that shot right off the bat.
Pass gets away from Jaslyn Iverson into her own bench with a minute 45 left. Coming up, the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Then we'll have a break in between games. We'll come back for sure on Max TV, perhaps on Wogo Radio and Max TV for the McDonald boys in Schwamigan. Misfelt goes to Chloe Flanagan. Right corner, under 90 seconds to play. Rozowski up top. Nice move, driving hard to the rack. Her shot hit on the way up. Misfelt, though, beneficiary of the offensive rebound in the left corner. She'll bounce it back out to Rozowski. Flanagan. Chloe puts it on the ground. Drop to Kendall Heffler. Heffler kick out left side. Long two there. Getting the hometown roll. No. A fight for the rebound. Rozowski had it for a moment. Kendall Heffler dives onto the floor. Kicks it back out to Rozowski. Kick out to Flanagan. Straight on Kendall Heffler. 4-3. Straight on. There it is for Kendall. The sophomore splash. Oh, and she earned that one.
She sure did.
45 seconds to play. Heffler goes to the deck again for a steal. 76-13. Flanagan up top. Rozowski between the wheels, working a right-handed bounce. Leaves it for Heffler. Handle to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan across to Rozowski. 4-3, and Rozowski nails one right in front of her own bench. 79-13. We're into double-digit scores now for McDonald. 79-13, Kendall Heffler with a block. 12 seconds to play. Chloe Flanagan will look at her coach, and he'll say, slow it down. With 6 seconds to play, McDonald will dribble this one out as the clock hits triple zeros on their second game at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald, a dominant performance against the Cardinals of Luck. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Macs 79, the Luck Cardinals 13. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper in just a few moments on the Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Post-Glass and Mirror for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And certainly a performance as we'll dive into the stats and the highlights, Logan, but that's what you wanted after a tough loss last night. You wanted to come out and say, we know how good of a team we can be, and maybe an opponent that's a little bit overmatched in a young Luck team, but we want to go out and play the game up to our ability, and I think we saw that in two halves for McDonald.
Sure did.
Well, Coach Cooper will come over and join us right away. We appreciate his time, so we'll chat with him here. And as Coach comes up, McDonald, the dominant performance. Head Coach Don Cooper, again, the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And, Coach, always great to end a tournament with a win. And this was a game that, again, we talked about the opponent, maybe not quite the class of Hillsborough last night, but this is a Luck team that plays tough, plays hard. And your girls came out in both halves, and just the defensive intensity marked this entire game.
Oh, I agree. And like I said, Prairie Farm plays Luck, and they beat them by like 25 or 35 or whatever it was, and we told them, we challenged the girls, that Prairie Farm is going to be in our sectional. So, again, we just, the defensive intensity was turned up today, and the girls had fun, and they had smiles on their faces.
Coach, there were a lot of smiles, and you love seeing it, I'm sure, you as a coaching staff even more than we do as broadcasters, but you love seeing the way they root for their teammates, even those who maybe don't see a lot of varsity action, but to cheer for them at the end, rooting for them, certainly just great to see the camaraderie. And the boys had 13 players score yesterday. You had 11 different players score. That's just, when you have double-digit players scoring, you know you're having a great game.
Oh, I agree. These girls faced adversity last night, and then they stepped up to the challenge, and to have each girl compete and contribute was just a great blessing, especially for Denny Laramie in the first tournament.
Also, Coach, four different players in double-digit scoring, and again, even in more limited minutes because of the advantage that you had. Also something that you really have to be proud of, the way they shared the ball, the way no one ever really looks for their shot. They're looking for whatever is best, either taking the shot or making the pass. And we saw that both in the half court set and in transition tonight.
Oh, absolutely. They're just, the unselfish play was just great to see tonight.
And finally, Coach, Logan mentioned this as well, too. A lot of credit to Emily Cooper and Marley Hughes for the way they're always looking down the floor. But Logan mentioned as well, too, it's everybody else who's willing to leak out and run the floor. And you don't get rewarded every single time, but when you have some natural point guards like that, they're going to find you more often than not.
I agree. Marley and Emily have done just a wonderful job. I think they're one of the best point guards I've ever coached. And it's just so great to have Marley, especially, as a great leader.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, your seventh of the season. And again, as we remarked before the game, just so great to be able to honor the legacy of Denny Laramie with this first annual Holiday Classic. It's been a great event. So many people putting so much work into this behind the scenes to make it happen. And fantastic to end it in emphatic fashion like this.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage. And it was just an honor to be a part of Denny Laramie's first tournament.
Coach Don Cooper, thank you for your time. We'll catch up with you soon, I think, in a big non-conference game coming up against Ladysmith on the 7th of January. So we'll look forward to that in the new year. Before we take our first break in the post-class post-game show and come back with stats, highlights, and analysis, Logan, maybe just a thought or two from you here, as Coach mentioned, again, 11 different players scoring, not the 13 we saw last night, but 11 different players scoring. What a fantastic performance, too, to not just dominate a team, but to get everyone involved.
Yeah, it's a great team win overall. I think everybody played very well. No, transition defense is always there. It's great to see that, just being consistent again this year. And I think that everybody taking the time and having the confidence to really come in and do their role, take their shots, and not just take them and make them, that's great.
One we saw last night, too, again, against a very tough defensive-minded team in Hillsborough that shot the lights out. But we saw Marley Hughes score 8 points last night. She scored 8 in the first half, and you could see her looking for her game a little bit more offensively, too. And I think that's the mark of a veteran player, a senior leader, that Marley looks for the pass, looks to defer more often than not so many times. And yet sometimes she knows, hey, I've got to be able to look for my shot at times, too. That's what's best for the team. And so to be able to have that feel for the game is, I think, her taking her game to another level in her senior year.
Yeah, it really is. It's great to have any player knowing that balance in between when to take your shots and when to get your teammates other shots. You know, I think it's great, not just for her stat line, but just getting everybody else involved. I mean, it's hard to guard a team with 4 or 5 different scorers out on the court and with 2 girls that are top of the conference in assists versus having only 2 girls that are scoring way more than everybody else, and everybody else is kind of is just there, you know.
And I think we see, too, again, how many different players contribute in so many different ways. I mean, even when you see, again, at the end, of what really stuck out to me is you have a young sophomore in Kendall Heffler who doesn't play a ton unless there's a pretty big lead. And, of course, she's a strong JV player, but when you see the number of times that this little sophomore, Kendall Heffler, hit the deck because she wanted it so bad, the game's completely decided. But all, you know, to be that zoned in and say, if the ball's there, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
And just, you love it.
I do love to see that, you know, defense leads to great offense. And to have somebody getting on the floor consistently, no matter what the score is, saying, I'm going to go put 100% out, no matter what, I think it's just amazing.
When you see that top to bottom on your bench, that's the mark of a very strong team. McDonald's 79-13. Don't go away. The post-class post-game show continues. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Give us 3.5 minutes. We'll come back with stats, highlights, and more here on WOGO Sports.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Bobby. Oh, Jet Bobby came in off the wall. Just pump one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll get to your second half highlights in a moment. First, looking at the scoring stats for both teams. Luck with four players in the scoring column, led by Stella Johansson with six, three apiece for Sophie Ader and Abby Bletchinger, one for Olivia Walters. 11 different players scoring for McDonald, four in double figures for the second straight day. Aubrey Dorn with 17, nine the first half, eight in the second half, and I'm pretty sure close to double-digit rebounds once again for Aubrey after she had 17 and 12 yesterday. But 17 for Aubrey Dorn, 14 for Sophie Schmidgaan, one of the best games of her young career. 12 for Emily Cooper. Emily had 12 yesterday as well. 11 for Marley Hughes. And again, just a bundle of assists for both Marley and Emily. Izzy Hartman with 6. 5 for Kylie Jensen. 3 for a number of players for McDonald, including Maddie Geisler, Katie Ruff, Kendall Heffler, and Rizowski as well, too. And you just keep coming back to that saying, man, you just can't get enough of double-digit player scoring, Logan.
No, you really can. Anytime you got, honestly, one or more players on a team scoring double digits, it's hard to beat teams like that. You got 4. I mean, that's going to be almost impossible to beat unless you're scoring 100 points a game.
And again, in high school basketball at Division V level as well, too, McDonald, again, earlier in the season was averaging 50 points per game, pretty solid. I know the boys are averaging about 71, but, I mean, when you're, I think, in Division V girls basketball, when you can put up close to 60 points a game, you're going to be in really good shape in a lot of contests.
Yeah, you really are going to be.
Well, let's take a listen to some of the highlights second half. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. Running clock here. High pass gets away from Bletchinger, but she retrieves. Bletchinger immediately looks down to the post. A little bit too strong in the pass. Saved, though, by Luck. Kick out Johansson for 3. That one well short. Someone may have gotten a piece of it. And Marley Hughes steams out of there with the rebound. Long 30-foot pass ahead. Izzy Hartman for 2. Marley Hughes, what a beautiful assist. Street. Kelch on the left side, just inside the arc. Up top, Johansson against Callie Goulet. Johansson finds a cutting. Kelson's shot just erased. Sophie Schmidgall said no, ma'am. Push ahead to Callie Goulet from Emily Cooper. And clock, but Aubrey Dorn will just have a little extra time here. She knocks away another pass near midcourt. Aubrey hesitation drives hard to the rack and scores.
Great drive.
Right along the left baseline. Aubrey Dorn with 15. And another steal, and Aubrey another layup. We'll slow it down temporarily on the right wing. Off a screen from Katie Ruff up top. Marley pulls up for 3 straight on. Pops in and out. Offensive rebound. Katie Ruff, yes, counted in the foul. Katie Ruff, the junior, with her first basket. Arm in between the wheels, puts on the ground with the left hand. Izzy up top, Maddie Geisler. Geisler hit that 3 in the first half. You never know when she'll pull the trigger on a second. Marley Hughes up top. Marley straight on for 3. Steps into it. Splashes it. That's a confident shot off the bounce for Marley. And she is the 4th McDonald player in double figures now with 11. And Waits will go to her outlet. Izzy Hartman just inside the arc left wing. Izzy kick out. Callie Goulet just inside the arc on the right side. Kendall Heffler the sophomore to Maddie up top. Geisler between the wheels. Under 5 minutes to play. Izzy Hartman. Beautiful. No look. Bounce to Callie Goulet. And an easy finish from low on the right. That was a full-speed, no-look dime.
It's a great drop down.
Wow. Long 2 there, getting the hometown roll. No, a fight for the rebound. Rizowski had it for a moment. Kendall Heffler dives onto the floor and kicks it back out to Rizowski. Kick out to Flanagan. Straight on Kendall Heffler for 3. Straight on. There it is for Kendall. The sophomore splash. Oh, and she earned that one.
She sure did.
And that's how the second half sounded here in a dominant 79-13 victory for the McDonald Lady Max here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Join us on Max TV a little bit later on this evening. There's one game in between, and then the McDonald boys in the title card here tonight against a very tough Shawamigan team. We'll have that for you live on Max TV. May have it for you on Wilgo Radio as well before, again, depending on the time of that game, we'll break that coverage. Continue on Max TV, but we'll go over across the street at Chi High as Mark Halverson. We'll have your call of Chi-High Lady Cardinals basketball against the Onalaska Hilltoppers. Well, Logan Hughes, thank you for allowing yourself to be pressed into service here last minute and joining me on the broadcast. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think it was a great time. We should do it again.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to that. Again, thank you to Dawson Halverson, keeping things running smoothly at the Wogo home base in Halley. Our sports director, Greg Stewart, every single sponsor you hear doing these games, making it possible for us to do what we love and bring you the action that you love here on WOGO Sports. So long for about an hour and a half or so here on WOGO Sports. Once again, your final score from McDonald Central High School at Chippewa Falls at the first annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. The McDonald Lady Max 79 and the Luck Cardinals 13. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, a presentation of WOGO. Back later this evening Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.